Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2 on this Friday, the 17th of August. I am joined in the studio today by my wonderful co-host, the wonderful Molly Wright of Molly Moodle Media and
Hello.
Molly, and Molly Moodle's Mashups.
Hello.
I have to say them both now.
I know. Thank you so much.
She's a radio star in her own right nowadays.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
We are
much.
Honoured by your presence.
Oh, look at this. I told you. I was telling them earlier, I go on Instagram Live on the radio show and I have people watch it.
Yeah.
Fans, I call them, Amanda.
Little fan base.
Well, I mean, I'm saying my nan, my mum, and I'm pretty sure maybe a sister or two might tune in, so I'm very lucky.
But it's actually, to be fair, you've got your own little mini fan base there with the whole family.
There's like 20 in my immediate family.
Exactly.
So, you know, I'm good for it.
Exactly. Fantastic. Well, hello all of Molly's fan club. Thank you for listening today.
Thank you. And they're all listening and they're all very much monitoring what I do because they're that much of a fan. They don't ignore me when I go on about stuff. They listen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice.
Keep telling yourself that.
Exactly.
Our guests in the studio today, now we're feeling very... speaking very properly today because we're feeling very classy today, having these two lovely ladies in the studio. So we have Karina and Adele Wilson and their mummy manager. I love it. That's your new name, I think, Janet.
Mama,
I think it is. Your mummy manager, Janet Wilson, and they are the ladies of Two of Harps.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you for joining. Oh, sorry, Karina, I didn't turn you up. Now you can speak.
Hello. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. I forgot to do one of the mics. There's too many people on the mics. Thank you for joining us today. We have got a really packed show today, so we've got loads of events actually to talk about, haven't we, Molly? It's like
there's tons.
September is coming, and all of the events are starting to happen again.
Has it been quiet in August?
Yeah.
Have you not noticed? I sort of live in my own little bubble, and in that bubble, I just sort of go to work and then try and hide from the heat as best as I can. So I don't actually know what's been going on, really.
It has been. People do tend to quieten down, even though people are still working in summer. A lot of businesses calm down quite.
They go
down.
On holiday.
You're on holiday, you don't get so many events going on. There's a few, but nothing major.
Yeah, I messed up. I planned a European tour in September. Should have done it in August when it was a bit more quieter. But no, 3 weeks away in September.
Yeah, but holiday places will be packed in August. It's just...
Very good point, yeah. Actually.
September's a perfect time to go, especially to Europe. It'll be lovely.
I know, can't
I'm
wait.
I'm so jealous.
Thank you so much.
I know. Anyway, let's get on with the show, shall we?
Yes.
So this week's show sponsor, as for the entire month, are the wonderful guys at 10 Intelligence, who are your cybersecurity experts, helping you and your business to keeping safe and secure. We've had some few shout outs on the Twitter, which we're going to read out in a bit, but we do want to hear from you. So give us a tweet on the show today at Bunk Extra with the hashtag Be Extra Be Bunker. Let us know, what are you up to? Are you busy in the summer? Are you quieting down? What's happening with you? You can, if you really would like to, give us a call in the studio someday. We had one call a couple of weeks ago, so you know,
I heard.
Build it up.
Yeah,
good old Chris. Thanks, Chris. But you can, if you want to give us a shout out for who you are, if you've got an event coming up and you want to share the details, give us a call in the studio on 01233 220035, 01233 220035. And you can, as always, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, if you're interested in sponsoring the show, you can become a show sponsor. It's very straightforward. Or if you have an event and you'd like to share, do give me an email at bunkerextra, that's extra with an X. Just to explain, it's don't take out the E and the X. I always say it with the X and people go, yeah, but extra's got an X in it. It's bunker extra.
Has X Factor got an XE in it?
Exactly.
No, it doesn't. Okay,
exactly.
same rules apply.
At gmail.com. Give us an email and let us know. Now, on last week's show, Molly, I was so happy last week.
I know. I could feel the energy.
Did you feel the energy coming from the room last week?
Yes.
In the studio, my poor Mark had to put up with me. Mark Goldfinch was our co-host and our guest was Chris Kelly, who is the Short Breaks director of Port Lim.
For anyone who doesn't know, if Amanda could go to a heaven on earth, it's Port Lim. And she revolves her life around planning as many events and everything as possible. So she can be there for, you know, just for work. But really, she's in her absolute element.
I love it.
So he was here this last week.
He was here last week. And they've got, I mean, the girls know it very well. Jenny knows it very well because they work there. They're one of the preferred suppliers now there for musical, for the weddings and coming to corporate, which is lovely. But they've got some new accommodations on site. I mean, they've done so much. We had them on last year. We had Chris on last year and he was telling us about all of the accommodations they had, and they just added so much. They just keep going. They've got Wolf Lodge and Rhino Lodge now. They've got two tiger lodges rather than one. They've got the secret hideaways.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I follow them on social media, yeah. And literally every time they're like, we've got this brand new pod out, yeah. Book here, and I'm literally looking at it like, do we really need to go to Switzerland on a European tour? I mean, come on.
2 weeks in Port Limited, in different places. They've also got the bubbles now. The clear bubble, you get 180 degree view up in the trees.
Oh my goodness.
And their new project, which actually Kyra has just put a picture on LinkedIn this morning of their new project. So they've built a building which is on the land but owned by somebody else, and they're turning it into Giraffe Manor.
Oh,
I literally almost wet myself. I was like, oh my God, I want to be the first person that stays there. So we've got a 10 bedroom hotel with function space.
No way.
Yes, with the giraffes wandering around.
That's like wedding central, isn't it?
I know.
Imagine getting all your family to stay there.
Forget
after a big
the weddings.
Wedding.
Corporate events, here we come.
Oh, I'm more talking for my imaginary wedding.
Oh,
Amanda,
when you get married.
When I pretend to get married, yes. Yeah.
Anyway, the show was really good. And apart from me oozing and going absolutely crazy, I did manage to stay a little bit calm. But Chris was talking about all the stuff that's going on there, all the new animals and everything. So do check out that show. It is available on bizradio.co.uk. Click on the extra tap and listen to the show. It was great. It was fun. We've had a shout out request from, oh, a new shout out listener, from Romney Resource RRC, which is at Romney Resource on the Twitter. And they've said, contact Romney Resource Centre to find out how we can help you. Do you want to retake your English, maths and IT grades? Are you looking to apply for your dream job? So basically the Romney Resource Centre will help you to redo any of your, I'm guessing, GCSEs or A-levels. A-level results came out yesterday, didn't they?
They did.
So if you want any help with your training, check out the Romney Resource Centre. So hi, there's your shout out, guys.
Also, Tony Burke from Chips and Dinks said, looking forward to the show. So hopefully Tony's tuned in now. If you are, hi Tony.
Tony, I need you.
Oh no, what you done?
I got dented my car again.
Oh, for goodness sake, Amanda.
I know. Well, to be fair, it's one that I did a little while ago. I haven't done it yet. And Paul said, you need to get Tony in because before the rust sets in, so... I need Tony again. Tony, I need you. He's very, very good. He does all like little chips and dinks. I know major crashes, no, but if you've got any scratches or dinks in your car.
Or harps.
Uh-huh. Actually, he does do services. He doesn't just do cars. He does services and everything as well. So yeah, he could be. If you've got a bit of a dent in your harp, it could help you out with that. But they're definitely chips and dinks. Brilliant. Check them out. Athel Bray. We have got a brilliant one from Athel Bray this morning, at Athel Bray Limited on the Twitter. And they've said, a plea to all those with A-level and GCS results. Exams demonstrate what you can do at the moment in time. They are not a measure of you personally or limit your future possibilities. You are more than a piece of paper. Good businesses know who and what they want. It's a really good point. And it's fantastic and well done to all of those that got fantastic A-level results and GCSE level results. Well done. But she is right. It's just a piece of paper.
Yeah.
That you have to work really hard to get.
I saw on Canterbury Christchurch, because I attended that university and I follow them all on social media, and they said, oh, it's results day, you can apply through clearing. And it must have been that day yesterday, 7 years ago, when I applied through clearing to get into Canterbury Christchurch. So I gave them a little tweet and said, I applied through clearing, and they really helped me out and now run my own business and everything like that. And they retweeted it, and people were like, well done. It was really nice. And that time absolutely flies by. So for anyone who is listening that is got their results and they're disappointed or anything like that, it's not the end of the world. You can do so much.
Absolutely. It's absolutely fantastic. And what was it? Who was it? Richard Branson left school at 16?
You love Richard Branson, don't you?
Yeah. And he was dyslexic. So
oh, really?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic. So, yeah, keep those shout-outs coming in. We've had Emily Pink's Bag. Hi, Emily. 6-2, Megan and Aaron. And, loads
and
of them on
And we've even had Me Now, at Me Now, who we've had on the show before, said, try to call the show, like, this morning. The flashy light in front of Amanda isn't working.
Oh, did you? Sorry. Is that Barry and John?
Barry and John.
Oh, Barry, try again a bit later.
Yeah. Can I just say that is my absolute worst fear? If someone was to call into the show, I don't even mention it. On Molly Noodle's mashup.
The thing is, the phone's there, and to be fair, we don't look at the phone. So you have to, if you're going to phone, tweet first.
Yeah, tweet us, guys, when you're ready to say hello into the show. And we will get ready.
We'll get ready. We'll be prepared for you. Barry, if it's really important, do call again. We had a call just before the show the other week, but it was a sales call. I was like, oh, it's a call. All excited, and it was a sales call. So that would have been so funny if that was on air. A utility. You've moved into a new office. We'd like to help you with your utilities. Oh. It's like, no, this is a surfaced office building. We don't need any utilities. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're so nice that you even do that.
Yeah. I need to be horrible, you know. No, people just doing their jobs.
No, I mean, like, I pretend that I'm a whole different person. I'm like, you do realise this is Buckingham Palace. How dare you call this client? The queen nearly answered this. How dare you? And then sometimes I'm Scottish.
Okay, let me see if I can get this to work. Here we go.
Here we go.
Oh, so you hang up.
There we go.
Barry, give me a chance to answer it before you hang up. I just saw the red flashing, went to answer it, and he was gone again.
This is like...
Okay, Barry, try one more time. Call now.
Oh, okay.
I'm ready for you. We're waiting.
This is like, do you remember back in like the 90s and 2000, you might have like a boyfriend. I had a boyfriend when I was 10, because, you know, floozy. And I remember he would say to me, right, Molly, I'm going to call you at about 7 o'clock. And I'm like, okay, cool. And any person in the house that went near that phone.
Good morning, Barry.
Never.
Hello.
Yay.
Hello.
Good morning.
The flashy light works.
And if we know it's flashing. You have to tell us this. So it has to be something really important now, Barry. Why are you phoning?
It does. We sponsored the match ball at Kent Spitfires last night. And Kent... won against Somerset, which was brilliant.
Fantastic.
And it was just very, very quick to say, if you ever get the opportunity to speak with Heidi Coleman at Kent Spitfires about sponsoring the match ball, all the money that they raise goes to their grassroots cricket program, which is teaching cricket in the primary schools and with disabled children.
Fantastic.
It's a fantastic reason for getting involved. That's Heidi Coleman at Kent Cricket.
Brilliant. Well, thank you. And thank you so much for calling and being persistent, Barry.
My pleasure, Amanda.
Thank you. Speak to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Nicely done.
There, well, look at that.
Very nicely done.
Look at that. It only took us three times when we got there. Way. Thanks, Barry.
Exactly.
And fantastic for calling in for that. So let's get on. We need to speak to the girls.
Yes.
Because they're waiting here patiently. They already think that you're a floozy and a nutter. So.
and they're absolutely right. Yeah.
No, that's why we love you.
Can I just justify that young boy who called me when he was 10 years old for a phone call is actually now my boyfriend of 5 years and that we lived together. So it worked. Those 7 p.m. phone calls did go far.
Oh, but Tom.
That was Tom I was talking about when we met when we were 10 years old, yeah.
Oh.
So it wasn't that much of a floozy I held tight onto him. Yeah.
Bless. So good morning, ladies, and welcome to the Nutter Show.
We like you to for have having us.
So let's start with the important stuff. How old are you both?
I'm 21 now.
21.
And I'm 17.
17.
Best You're not going to ask bitches. Me, are you?
No. Mama no, no, Mummy Janet, we're not going to. So I'm guessing that you've been a musical all of your lives.
Well, we started when we were 7 and 10, so...
Oh, so not from young,
I guess we liked music throughout the whole of our childhoods, but we never really took up music until then. And funnily enough, we started playing the harp first.
Okay.
Everybody thought that piano or something, you know, usual would be first, but it really wasn't. And we were living in Scotland, and then we went to a summer school that was called Faish, and I went there for a week. And you got to try like Scottish things like Highland dancing or the harp. It was called the Clarsach.
Oh, that was excellent.
That was a good accent.
That was
well.
Very nicely done.
Can't say it without the accent, right? And the teacher said, oh, you can take it back home to practice because there was like lots of these little harps. And I was so excited. I got back home. Dad drove back home with this harp in the back. Mum didn't know about it. I was like, Mum, look at this. Look what I got. She's like, okay. She looked at it and was like, can I please have one? She's like, really? Okay. I heard Karina got really jealous, didn't you?
I started a week later.
Oh, good. how soon afterwards?
She'll never catch up. Never catch up.
Oh, dear.
Well, that's the trouble, though. Being, you know, 3 years younger, you got to keep catch up a bit eventually.
But it was really special, wasn't it? Because you were on an island that had 200 people living on it.
Mm. Oh, wow.
So it was quite, they did a lot of Scottish things, so it was quite special, wasn't it?
So were the girls born up there, or did you just
No, we went to live up there. We were pretty crazy. We lived in Tenerife for a while, and we came back, and the sun affected us, and we ended up moving onto an island with 200 people.
Yeah.
Can I just say then, you've obviously moved a lot. Why are you not more organised when you're organised?
I think Karina reckons she's moved 14 times in her life.
15.
Oh, 15.
It's been updated. We've moved recently to Sandgate, so not quite as bizarre as
but it's an island in Scotland. Yeah. It's a very good question, isn't it? I mean, when we moved, we had one harp. And each time we've increased the harps, we've now got about 8 harps.
Never.
So the harps keep moving with us, and the harps keep growing, and we keep getting more harps.
I swear our harps breed.
Yeah, maybe that's what
they have babies. No, but we're super excited at the moment. We're having 2 new harps made, and they're really special harps. They're made by a harp maker in Scotland, and they're travel harps. But they're for our Tenerife tour next year. We're doing a charity tour for in Tenerife for local charities, Spanish charities, and yeah, we're really excited. But they're going to be delivered later this year, so we're super excited about that.
That sounds amazing. So I'm guessing every time you've moved, you had to have a bigger house to house the harps.
We've just moved to a 4-story.
Yeah, it's getting pretty big.
4-story house.
Just so we can have a music room to fit all this.
39
step height, bottom to top. Yeah. So,
yes. See, I can see Karina is the one that does all the keeps all records of the times and the numbers of times.
She knows all the numbers. Steps, yes. We do live at the top, so you know, we have to keep going up and down, up and down.
Good exercise for you, definitely. If you're not going to get a lift in your shoulders. So you started with the harps. That which is quite unusual, isn't it? Because I guess most children, when they start getting into music, they will start very classically with the piano or the guitar. Or the recorder has to be the first thing ever, really, isn't
it? Oh, yeah.
Everybody does the recorder.
Oh, I'm very, you know, I don't want to show you up, girls, but I'm very good on the recorder. You know, London's Burning, you heard of that one?
The recorder is a pretty hard instrument. You can get all different types of recorders, you know. Yes, bass recorders. There's some beautiful recorders out there.
They're big ones, aren't they, the bass recorders? Yes. I think I had one of those.
Yeah.
Some really good folk bands use some really amazing recorders. So, yeah.
See, my 6-year-old daughter has a recorder, and when she can find it, because it's hidden. The recorder is not good music. Going from one thing to other, the recorder is not a good musical instrument for young children to start with, because all they do is screech with it. But how noisy is a harp if it's not played well?
I guess it doesn't really sound that bad to other people.
Yeah.
When you play it yourself and the string is out of tune, people say, oh, it doesn't really matter because it doesn't sound that bad. But when you play it yourself, you're like, oh, getting so on my nerves. I must tune this string. So
I can't imagine it sounded bad.
I guess with a harp, you can't really make an ugly sound. It's like with a piano. You can't really make that much of an ugly sound on the piano. So, you know.
It's not like a violin. It's not like a violin, which when you start, it's like
screechy.
Yeah. I bought her a mute so that we couldn't hear
it. When I started the violin for fun. It was for fun. Didn't stay that way for long. Mum wasn't too pleased because she was like, oh, sounds terrible. So she bought me a mute just to keep it quiet. It's basically just dampens all the strings, it doesn't sound like anything when you're
good
practicing.
Good to know. It's like having getting
your the neighbours as well. Yeah.
Get them a keyboard and make sure they've got headphones for the keyboard.
We have, yes.
Sometimes we in our old house where you have to practice alongside each other. So we've moved to our new house for a new music room. But we've got a stage piano recently, and it has, like, it's state of the art, and it has headphones. So it's quite funny you mentioned that.
So what's it like being sisters close in age and spending, because obviously you must spend a lot of time together living at home anyway, and then practicing together. What's it like for you?
A lot of people actually ask that they think, oh, you must fight all the time, but we actually get on really well and we don't fight at all.
Really?
It does. No, we don't. We really don't. We don't.
You are blessed.
we don't like storm off and say, "Oh, you've done something like this." It does help, you know, it does help with the music, because you can imagine you're practicing a piece or writing a new song or composing something, and then one decides to have a strop with the other one. It would not go well.
Oh, no, exactly.
but then you work very well together, and I think you have an understanding. So when it comes to your music, if one of you is struggling with something, the other one tends to step in, and you tend to read each other's minds a lot.
Exactly, yes.
Molly's like in awe, aren't you? Because how long do you fight with your... No, you get on quite well with your siblings.
No, it's an age thing, though. I think once you grow up a little bit, you sort of get on. But I had four of us in one house, and we was all teenagers. So I didn't like most of them most of the time. Now I love them. I think they're great. They're all having kids and that, and it's really, really nice. So for you, going at Momager... So when did it...
Momager, there Momager. We go. There we go.
That's a new one.
Yeah. So Momager, when did the moment come where you thought, oh my God, these girls, because they must be so amazing. I literally can't wait to hear how they do it. So for you, when was the moment you thought, actually, where can we take this on the road and perform at weddings and events and stuff like that?
It was interesting, actually. It was about, we moved down from Scotland back. We lived in Kent originally, and we moved back and... We sort of started talking about different people doing things on the harps, and the girls were approached by Britain's Got Talent, who they turned down for lots of reasons. It wasn't the route they wanted to take.
Yeah.
And we started being quite serious about it, didn't we, then, and talking, and we came up with a name, and we made a decision that obviously there was an opportunity for them to perform together, and they are the only harp duo in the country, which is a great marketing tool for us.
Yeah.
And they're very, very busy now, and there's been 5 years of really hard marketing, performing. They do lots of charity events. We're doing something, the girls will talk about it with the Arts Council, we hope next year, as well as doing weddings, and there's a lot of London stuff coming up. So it's been a progression, and I think now I'm actually in awe of them at times. I can't believe how they can compose and write music. It's incredible.
Well, that's the thing as well, isn't it? I mean, so you started with the harps, and you've obviously tried other musical instruments, but you both sing as well, don't you?
Oh, you do?
Yes, we do.
Oh,
they sing.
Yes.
And, that's amazing.
And compose and write. And so the whole literally musical bundle, which is just absolutely amazing that they do so much, and you've grown so much. I mean, it goes without saying you obviously love it. Is there any particular style of music? Because you do it, mainly it's classical, the stuff you do, isn't it? But you do a variety of music. Is there anything particularly that you really love doing?
Well, at first we were trained obviously classically for our grades and tuition, but now, as we've developed our own music and as we play for ourselves, especially with composing and things, we write a lot using quite a few different genres. So we like using pop and classical influences, but then you can always hear the folk and sort of traditional music in our writing. A lot of people have said that listening to the Moving On album, which is our first completely original album rather than doing covers, because we've brought out several cover albums before. But yes, you can definitely hear that after you've listened through the whole thing. You can pick out the quirkiness of that.
Definitely. Well, what we're going to do now, we might as well, we're talking about your music. I've got one of your tracks to play.
Exciting!
I know, I knew Molly would love this. So I've chosen, I've got to find it. Where's it gone? Carry On Talking, because it's disappeared off of my system.
Well, I did have a question already. So obviously, you do something so unique for your age, you know, and what are your friends and family like with what you do? Because it is so different. You know, so for me, I did a degree, and me and my friend were in the same degree. Whereas, do you have a lot of friends who are in doing the same sort of thing, or are you doing something very unique? What's the sort of relationship with
it? I think you meet people who do similar things just purely through exploring music, because I mean, doing the harp workshops and the things that we've gone to, you always meet other musicians, and that's really fun. So you make friends that way.
Yeah.
So you move around in those kind of circles, and that's where you meet your friends. So it's
so amazing because you've got this.
It's really passion. Yes, but it's really normal for us to see those kind of musicians. So when we meet other people, they're like, "Oh wow, you play the harp!" But for us, it's like an everyday thing, and we wake up and then we go and we do our 4 hours of music practice. And people think, "Oh, that must be really hard for you," but to us, that's what we love and that's what we do every day.
Exactly. And that's the thing, is that, you know, so you meet these musicians and they do the exact same thing as you. Do you find yourself bouncing a lot of ideas off of what you're working on and how you're doing things? Because obviously, as you said, you know, as you say, I play the harp. For most people, their knowledge of that sort of stops there and they go, "Oh, you play the harp." Whereas if you meet another harp player and they also write their own music and they know the instrument so well, do you find yourself getting inspired by those people more and more?
Definitely. It's really interesting. I mean, you meet other people who don't necessarily write the same things as you as well. So that's always interesting to see what they think of your writing. They might have positive things to say or negative sometimes, or things that they might change in your writing. At the moment, we are exploring a different style of writing, which is going quite well, I think. I don't know what you think about that, Karina.
Yes, so we're, as Amanda mentioned earlier in the show, we're doing a video with Portland, and we're super excited with this collaboration because we've composed all the music for this video.
Wow.
So we're exploring this new avenue of such as background music. So not necessarily completely classical, but just music that's really easy on the ear to just listen to.
Are there anyone online, so on YouTube or anything like that, who you think, oh, they're amazing, they're doing fantastic, and sort of you look up to in any way?
At the moment, our greatest influence for that kind of music would be Inaudi. I'm not sure if you've heard of him. His type of music is amazing and his composing is really influential. I mean, you know, just his videos and his albums, when you listen back to them and when you sit there, he just plays the piano or his orchestral pieces, but they're really relaxing at the same time. You don't have to be listening to them, and that's what we want to achieve with the harp. A lot of people think they're just there to be part of an orchestra, but they're not. We want them to be just a bit like the guitar or a bit like a piano. They want to be more usual instruments and to be used to be part of something normal, like to accompany singing or just more mainstream, I guess.
Yeah, nice, amazing.
On Saturday you're doing on Saturday you're doing a wedding and you're playing the harps for the ceremony and the wedding breakfast. But during the reception, they decided to turn things around a bit, which is really nice. And they're playing the harp along with the flute, and then the harp along with the violin, Adele's a Scottish fiddle. And then they're singing, so they've turned it around completely. It was a complete break for the reception. And the girls are looking forward to that because it's something, again, different and something they've been learning and
it must be so beautiful going to a wedding and hearing the harp, because it's just such a beautiful instrument. So do you find that a lot of people come up to you after the event and go, "Okay, who are you? I need to know who you are and we need to book you in"?
You do get inquiries, don't you?
It's normally such a thanks, or, you know, "It sounded really great."
Yeah.
And things like that. So.
Well, that's lovely though, isn't it? That you can get complimented that way.
It's been an interesting 5 years, I think, managing them, because at the beginning it was like Karina's first gig, her first wedding was at 12. And people had come along and think...
Sorry, I literally thought you meant the time, like it was at 12 o'clock.
No, 12.
12.
She played her first
gig. Oh my goodness.
And I think other people at the time maybe thought, "Oh, two young girls, you know, they're two young girls. They're just not really anybody's they're special to us, but just two girls, they'll come and go and, you know, they'll just last for a little while." And I think it's been really nice because a lot of people in the suppliers have seen the girls grow and move on in the industry, and now they're taken really seriously. And I think from a managing point of view, I've been really surprised how much jealousy there can be in the industry. And the girls have overridden that. They've moved on. They've they've had some really good business lessons.
Yeah.
Quite young, and it's toughened them up quite a bit, and now they're really in their own right.
Hence the album name.
Hence the album name, Moving On. Yeah, that's really nice. True, isn't it? So they've really, they have moved on, and they're creating lots of music, and they're going to really go places.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited to hear this song.
Okay, well, now we're organised. Sorry, people. I had a little bit of technical difficulties. Let's hear. So I've chosen Always, which is one of the ones your mum sent through to me. So we're going to have a little listen. You can tell us a bit about it afterwards. So this is The Two of Harps.
To advertise your job vacancies in Kent with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
The Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50 plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. It's an event not to be missed.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
And welcome back. You are listening to the Business Bunker Extra radio show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 17th of August. I am joined in the studio today by the marvellous Molly Wright of Molly Moodle Media and Molly Moodle Mashups.
Hello.
It's quite a mouthful now saying both
of
those.
It is.
And our guests on the studio in the studio today are Karina and Adele Wilson and Mummy Jan. Mummy Jan, Mummy Manager Jan.
Was it? Momager.
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 Momager. Momager. And the song we have just been listening to, Always, it was one of the girls' songs. So it was composed by you, sung by you, performed by you.
It's amazing.
I'm sorry really I didn't play the full track. Unfortunately, we don't have enough time on the show, but it was beautiful, beautiful. Molly was like, oh my God, that's not you really singing.
It's absolutely beautiful. And that's the thing, is that for me, I love that because when I work, I have to listen to some music and I have to sort of zone out in a way. And you listen to the same songs all the time, and it's just, even if it's a different artist, it's sort of like the same thing. Whereas that is totally unique and totally just so relaxing to listen to. Oh, it's beautiful. Are you on Spotify? You on iTunes? I'm going to download you, as I tell you. I have to buy the album.
You're going to get the album, definitely.
Yeah.
So you tell us a little bit about what, you know, this, what brought you to make write that song, make the song, do the song?
Well, when we were writing our album, we do so many different weddings, and brides always ask us, you know, oh, what do you recommend for walking down the aisle? And we can only recommend what's out there, you know. And they always come back to the same ones that they always know, which is, of course, you know, the popular requests.
What is a popular request?
1,000 years.
Or Pachelbel's Canon. Again.
Sorry, Karina.
Oh, 1,000 years.
Or Pachelbel's Canon. Or, you know, those kind of traditional ones, or yeah, the popular ones that most brides have already had or probably will have in the future. And we were thinking that, well, great idea it would be to write a song that's completely new and offer it to our brides and say, what about this? Not necessarily tell them that it's written by us, but, you know, just suggest it as an idea, as an alternative, rather than the ones that they've already got.
Mm. Yeah.
And, you know, some have really loved it, you know, and some, you know, one bride is actually having it for her signing of the register. It's just nice to have something different.
Absolutely.
Rather than something out there. But that was just like the inspiration for it, really. And we've been to so many different weddings. So the words that are in that song, you can just imagine the actual wedding day happening. So there's all the...
It's intense, isn't it?
It
and
is.
You do, and you listen to the lyrics of a song. And as you said, you know, people play tracks and you'll have this... It's a very tense moment, isn't it? And, you know, and you sit there. And I'm saying from a perspective of both personal and working at a wedding. And you sit there and you tense up. Oh, my God, any minute the bride's going to walk down. And then you've got this... Heart. Beat fast, and you think, oh, they've just pressed play, whereas to have the harp playing the whole time and be involved in that energy of it is so lovely. And as you said, magical. You do listen, like, you get so soppy in that moment, you listen to the lyrics of the song. So the fact that you've created a song that's themed around that moment and how people feel, and it's beautiful. It really is.
Very talented. So you obviously you do say you do a lot of weddings already, and you're looking at expanding that, and you're and corporate, getting into corporate now, and that's really nice because it just adds that, again, that classy classical feel to corporate events. You know, it's not just about the weddings, is it? There's a different audience out there as well for you guys. So what else is on the cards? What
I
else
think
are you
it's getting
like
the experience
to?
As well, isn't yeah. it? I mean, recently, I don't know whether we're allowed to say, but we were asked to quote for it wasn't. The
same,
main
same.
Palace.
Nobody listens to it anyway. Go on, say.
Okay, that's a quote for Kensington Palace to do an event there, which was really
wow.
nice.
Oh, my goodness.
It didn't happen. It wasn't because of the girls. It was because of it was very last minute and just technicalities, really. But you played for the President of Sri Lanka, didn't you, this year for lunch? So
I have
lots
never
of...
seen so many guns and
really?
So many security people.
Security guards. There was more security guards than the actual people attending the lunch. Yeah. So, yeah, so
wow.
it was pretty special.
And we didn't get to see
we
you for two
yes,
hours.
I know. Mum and Dad weren't actually allowed anywhere near the room.
That's good.
Yeah, the President just literally walked past us, just looked down at us, because we were sitting in our chairs playing the harps as he walked past. He paused by the harps and then he looked down. And then he carried on walking with his entourage following behind. It was quite funny, but...
And you're just like, oh,
just like, oh, wow, he's looking, smile.
What amazing experience, though. I guess that's the thing, isn't it? Everything that happens is a new experience for you, and it helps you to build and grow on. What's your aspirations? Where do you want to go with this?
So we want to make... We want to do the usual thing, make us known, you know... Hopefully people listen to our compositions, but we also want to give back to the community. That is such an important and integral part of our business. We have charities of the year, a charity of the year each year, and it changes, so we raise funds for that charity. But going back to the arts project Mum mentioned earlier, we're hopefully going to get funding from the Arts Council for a project which is outreaching music to those with mental difficulties such as dementia, Alzheimer's, and we've made the necessary contacts to outreach our music because it can be quite therapeutic and relaxing, as you were saying. So it's really just to help those people make their time a bit easier, enjoyable, something to look forward to. So we'll be going to, like, dementia cafes or Alzheimer cafes and doing interactive concerts. So we have little baby harps that we take with us.
So, oh, you should have bought those today. We would have had so much fun on the show.
It would have been fun.
But yes, yeah, so we take those. So they can have a go if they want, or if they don't, they can just listen to the music and let their thoughts go through their mind.
That is beautiful. What a fantastic idea. And especially for Art Council to be behind something like that. It benefits on so many levels. The fact that you're young, that you're entrepreneurial, that you actually want to help. And it's a genuine need to help people. And as you said, you know, to actually do something for them to sort of take away from their day-to-day lives, which can be stressful with, you know, illnesses like dementia and things. That's a beautiful idea.
The Arts Council are actually really good. We've had meetings with them. They've been to see us, and we're hoping to start next May. And one of the things they suggested, which we hadn't thought about, which we think is totally amazing, is that what we're going to do from all of these different cafes is actually order it for it to be sustainable and continue. We set up a music hub
once
a month. So if someone misses out or they want to continue, that every month we will do this. And we're hoping to run the project for a year. And if it goes well, then we're hoping then to apply again for further funding for a 3-year project.
Wow.
So it's pretty cool.
Oh, it's so exciting.
Do you, I'm going to, both individually, so Karina first, do you have any dreams of where you want to go with it? I know that the business side and the charity work is brilliant, and obviously all the work that you're doing. What is your dream? Is there a dream place for you to play, or where do you want to go with it?
I just really want to spread my love of music, so spread the idea of a harp being modern and not completely classical, and make it viewed as cool, if you understand what I'm saying. Because a guitar is viewed as cool, but how can a harp be viewed as classical and old-fashioned?
Yeah.
Very true. Everybody plays the guitar, don't they?
Yeah.
So to make it more mainstream and to make it more accessible, I guess.
And I think you could totally do that. Absolutely.
And Adele, what's your dream?
Haven't really thought about that, with you. No. To be honest with you, I love music so much that I am doing what I've always dreamed of doing when I was younger. When I first started doing the harp, I was like, oh, I always dream of writing something, or, you know, I always dream of playing somewhere that people can hear me, or, you know, at a concert. And that's what I'm doing at the moment. And it's really nice to have a CD and to be online and people following you. And it's just nice to be sharing your music with other people, and it's just, yeah, great.
So you are currently living your dreams.
Yes, very true.
And can I ask, Mom, what's the dream for the girls in your eyes? And because, you know,
Kensington Palace.
Next,
yeah, he's got the list again.
The world.
I think to enjoy their music, as long as they're happy with their music, and the time that the creativity isn't there and goes, that would worry me. I wouldn't want them doing something they don't want to do.
Yeah.
And as long as they really enjoy doing it. My nightmare was when they started playing the harps. I thought it was brilliant, but my mum was a music teacher and she forced music at me, and it was like, I hated music. And I said there would never be a piano in our house. And when we moved to Scotland to Kent, I bribed them with a piano, and it's just, but then you've never looked back, and I love the music now.
Our harp teacher said, you know, at a certain level, she said, you must play the piano now, because we sort of started the other way around. She said, because you're playing at such a high level now, you need to start on the piano, because of your theory, you won't properly understand the theory behind your music unless you start playing the piano, and it'll really help you. So Mum was like, you can have one if we go and live in England.
So how many instruments do you both play? And then Mum, how many do you play?
I play none. None.
Oh, that's amazing.
She literally is the manager. We're so grateful for her organisation, because, you know, as musicians, we are really a sort of
scatty.
Scatterbrains.
Let's call it creatives, isn't it, Molly? Yes. Creatives. Creatives are
creative minds.
Yes. So how many instruments do you play?
So we both play the piano, harps, sing, and then I play the violin and crea.
And I play the flute. I started off as I got a flute as a Christmas present. Said, oh, it'll just be for fun. I'll learn it on YouTube, right? Then lessons, then grades, like with the rest of the instruments. Yeah. So, you know.
It was her fault that I started the violin, actually. I was picking her up from one of her lessons, and her teacher had so many musical instruments in his room in his house, and he said, oh, do you want to have a look at this and this and this? And then he gave me one of his violins to have a look at. He was like, oh, you can take it home to have a go at if you really like. I was like, really? It was this amazing violin as well. And he gave me the case.
Yeah,
he gave me the case and everything. I was like, oh, are you sure you don't mind me borrowing it? I was like, oh, Mum, look what he gave me to borrow. Mum turned around. She was like, why have you got that in our house? I haven't got insurance for this.
It's a really expensive violin. And it ended up that we bought it for Christmas.
So, yes, now I have a dream violin as well. So
fantastic.
Super happy.
Well, girls, thank you so, so much for sharing. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. We're fast coming to the end of the show, believe it or not, already. It's been great learning your story and hearing how passionate you are. It's so nice, isn't it, Molly, to meet people that are passionate,
yeah,
that are creative and musical and full package. You know, you sing, you play the music instruments and you compose, and it's just beautiful. So thank you so much. If people want to find out more about you, where's the best place for them to visit?
Well, we do have a website. It's twoofharps.com, the number two, and we are on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at twoofharps.
Brilliant. Check them out and see them performing at Kensington Palace next year. I've got this vision of you now in Kensington Palace. It's brilliant. Keep up
the good
work.
Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. Keep being passionate. It's so amazing. I love to hear people's passion. You girls are just so passionate. My daughter is very musical. She hasn't started any musical instrument yet. She's six. But she's always singing.
She's welcome to come along and
she would love that.
Join in.
She would love that for sure. I may not give her a harp just yet. Don't think we've got room for a harp in the house, but
we are renting out the harps.
Are you? Yeah. Maybe one of the mini harps.
Got small harps.
Thank you so much. So that's the two of harps, ladies. You're amazing. Now, Molly, we have got 7 minutes to cover. I mean, there's so many events coming up.
There is.
Isn't there? Busy.
I know. So I've got Breakthrough Women Lunch. This is at Eastwell Manor in Ashford, and it's on Thursday, the 6th of September. So actually not that long. So this is back for its sixth instalment, and it aims to celebrate Kent's women in business and raise the visibility of women succeeding in business. Tickets are £38.93, very specific.
I love Eventbrite.
Yeah, no, and a two-course lunch. So if you want to book onto that, then you're best off going through the Eventbrite page and going for it, because they've got some fantastic speakers. It looks like it's going to be a great event. So email Sharon at Breakthrough Group if you want to get in touch with someone.co.uk.
Fantastic. Networking. You know what? There is something going on in August. This is on the Marsh, if anybody is down there on the Marsh. Marsh networking, but Marsh breakfast networking, which is a relaxed time of 7:45. Terry, that's not relaxed. It's still before 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. He's like, it's not 6:30.
It's not 6:30. Yeah, exactly. 7:45. Next week, 23rd of August, at the Ship in Dymchurch. Go and do some networking on the Marsh. If you go to Eventbrite Marsh Networking Breakfast, you can find that. Also, the lovely Terry, our TD Botty on the Twitter, is organising a charity dinner, which is going to be on the 14th of September. From 6:30 p.m. at the Ship Inn, Dymchurch, in aid of CARM, CARM, which is a local charity that supports older people living in isolation on the Marsh. And the reception music is being played none other by the Two of Hearts.
Oh, lovely.
Yes. There's also Prosecco reception, three-course meal, entertainment for the fabulous Stuart Weller, magician, and lots of other things. So there's only 36 tickets available. If you fancy going to that, if you go to marshnetwork.co.uk, use the bottom tab of the webpage and find out and book on for the charity event. Brilliant. Check that out.
Fantastic. So if you want to be seen and be heard, then you need to apply on the speakers platform. So if you'd like to use your skills to win a competition, give you the chance to improve your speaking and help you to elevate yourself as a professional speaker, then come along and book yourself onto this event. So it's on Wednesday, the 12th of September. It's from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. So great time. It's a good time, isn't it?
It is.
So this is at the Fruit Works in Co-working in Canterbury. So if you'd like to submit your entry, you must do that before the 31st of August. You've got professional judges from the likes of Paul Andrews, who I don't know if you've heard of Paul Andrews. He's entrepreneur guy who does a lot.
Apparently does a bit of speaking now.
Does a bit of speaking now and then. And Jane Farnham, from Director of Great British Speakers. So a fantastic judging panel there.
Oh, and also Amy McManus is now one of our judges.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she's just been announced Female Business Speaker of the Year. She won an award for that. So
When was that, in the summer?
Last month. She won Female Business Speaker of the Year. So she's one of our judging panel as well.
Oh, fantastic. So for more details, go on to butterflybusinessevent.co.uk/thespeakersplatform.
Talking about speaking, the PSA, Professional Speaking Association South East, are holding a full-day event. The PSA help you if you want to become professional speakers. It's Tuesday the 4th of September from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Inn on the Lake, Gravesend. And it's a one-day event for the Professional Speaking Association. You can go along, find out what the Professional Speaking Association is all about. You can stand up, speak out, be heard. They help you to with your speaking and become better professional speakers. The tickets are just £60, including lunch. If you go to Eventbrite PSA Southeast, and you will find tickets there.
Lovely. So it's back again. So not Gorillas and Gowns Charity Fashion Show, which was a successful show from last year. This is the Chimps and Tricks charity event. So this is at Port Lim Hotel, and it is on Friday the 19th of October, 6 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Now, last year's event was really genuinely fantastic, so you don't want to miss this one. So this year we are raising funds to support the Aspinall Foundation's Mega Fauna Project. Now, there's going to be so many people they're donating their time. You've got Stu Weller, magician Rob Scott and Neil Edward, all magicians. Casino supplied by Dan Smith at and ACE Casinos, and music by Jason Allen Swaite and his swing band. So if you want to book yourself onto this fantastic event, tickets are just £55 per person. Group bookings or six or more are £50 per person, and all proceeds go straight to the fundraising. So for more details, go on to butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk/what's-on.
Women in Business, Kent Women in Business, Tuesday the 25th of September, 11:15 to 2:30 p.m. We've got another lunch for you. We do like a bit of lunch, don't we, Molly?
Luncheon,
networking, fabulous. So this is at Bradbourne House in East Moreland. Fantastic Women in Business lunch. The speaker is Kim Arnold, and Kim Arnold is a UK-renowned business growth expert who grabs companies by the scruff of their neck, shakes them and with some spectacular marketing and sales. Check it out. Go to businesseventsuk.com. It's £31.50 plus VAT, two course lunch and two fantastic speakers.
Where is it?
Oh, the other speaker is Gillian Perry, co-founder of the Anne Frank Trust. That's on we're going hot now.
Amanda.
I know. I was trying to read it quickly, you see. I should go slowly. Tuesday, the 25th of September.
Lovely, lovely. Quickly buzz through this one. This is the Business Diaries. It's back. It's at the Innovation Centre in Chatham. We all know it's a genuinely fantastic event. Just £10 per ticket, and it is on Thursday, the 13th of September, 6:45 p.m. till 9 p.m. I really don't want to miss that one. It's going to be fantastic.
Networking. We love networking, and we love this event, the Networkers Networking Event, which is coming up on the 27th of September at Brands Hatch Place near Falcombe. You're going to love the theme for this one, Molly. I did it. Old and new.
Okay.
We'll be hearing from our speakers about their networking experience. So the old, Paul Andrews and Brian Wakefield. Sorry, love, but you are. Paul Andrews, CEO, networker, businessman and mentor who's passionate about SME businesses, and Brian Wakefield, who has spent many years networking and has seen it all. They're both going to be sharing their stories and experiences of networking. And then we've got Ben Abbott, who is young, bless him, of Maximum Media, who's going to, they're all, again, sharing their stories. Sometimes hearing people's stories is the best way to learn. Early bird tickets are now available, but only for another couple of weeks. Go to butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk/NNE, and we are there. That's it. We have come to the end of another show. Wow, it goes so fast. Next week's show, I'm really excited to get. I'm always excited about the shows, but really good. We've got the security expert Richard Bell back, and our guests are Matt Sutton and Dicky, who are owners of RegFlow, who is an event registration company. Really great story that they have. So do listen into that. I would like to say thank you to Molly for being here again today. We love it when you come, Molly.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you to the girls, Karina and Adele. Thank you for being. And Mumager, that's your new name now. Thank you so much for being on the show. Don't forget to listen to Paul's show, The Business Bunker, on Tuesday from 1 till 3. He's got another great lineup of guests, and it's the day before his birthday, so I'm sure there's going to be some birthday things going on. And we will be back next week.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
This is Channel 2.
Channel 2 Talk Radio. Channel Radio News Update.
E-cigarettes could soon be advertised as a less harmful option to conventional cigarettes. An MP's report says they should be promoted as a tool to help people give up smoking. Dan Marchant from the UK Vaping Industry Association says cooperation is now needed with health groups.
All the stop smoking services across the country have varied and different positions on promoting vaping as an alternative to smoking. We, the industry, would welcome the opportunity to work with all of these stop smoking services to create information to support the smokers looking to switch.
Rescue teams are continuing a search after a bridge